Welcome to The Spying Game. Over this season, Rory Bremner will be joined by a mix of experts in the field of deception and fellow enthusiasts from the world of entertainment as they attempt to sort the Moscow rules from the Hollywood fabrication.
If you really want to see success in this life and the next, you do it with this. And he picked up the AK-47.
I didn't know the tower was going to fall. Who would have thought that, you know, back then? But when you see your fellow human beings dying, how can you leave?
Part of the appeal of playing a spy for actors is that it feels so second nature to them, that they do feel a kinship with spies.
I had been playing a game, and the game is called Life.
The scariest part of the work that I did is wading into the worldview of the person that you perhaps hate and fear most in the world, and actually giving it the time of day.
I had a permit from the government, from a sovereign government, to be a criminal.
I joined thinking I would have a lot of trouble lying to people about what I did, and it took about a week for me to get used to it.
For them, I'm a traitor, I'm enemy of the state, we are not in touch by all means.
When I took my face off, he almost fainted because he had no idea that it was coming.
Just brilliant.
The Spying Game is available now, wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can listen to episodes a week early ad-free by subscribing to Spyscape Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.